you've heard, but it's our 10th birthday. And by all rights, we should have been dead in the water years ago. Yeah. I may get emotional. Just a little. This is my baby. All right? 10 years ago, we moved to this community. We moved from Scotts Bluff, Nebraska to Wyoming. And everybody said, you're trading down. Right? And I was like, no, we live in Nebraska. It's okay. It's kind of like a just straight across the board, okay? Only we get mountains and beautiful countrysides and college students. And minimal elderly people. Don't cheer for that. We love elderly people. Craig?
Yeah.
We love you. We love you. Old people rock. It takes all of us. But 10 years ago, we started on a couch in a living room with two other pastors besides myself. And it's grown to what you see now. And it's been through a lot of different changes. It's been through a lot of different versions. And originally, when we moved here, we said, this is how it's going to be, God. This is who we are. This is how you're going to bless this ministry. And God said, poor suckers. That's what he said. And then he said, this is how I want it done. And it took us years to catch up with that. Years in the making. And when I said it's a miracle that we still are here and survived, we should have been dead in the water many years ago. And that's true, because we went through many different teaching pastors, which usually, historically, when you see the data of churches that experience that, they tank. They go under. But Whitewater survived for some reason. Whitewater survived because of a mission that God had us on. And we've been accomplishing that mission, and we've been accomplishing that time in this time, and it's been happening slowly. It's been happening at a turtle's pace. Okay? And then there's that time of we went into a mode of, and it pains me to admit this as a lead pastor, we went into a mode of maintenance, survival. And what that is that means we're just trying to make it day to day, week to week as a church, as an organization, because we don't think we're going to make it another year. And so we start operating in ways which probably some of you that have been here with us a while feel and experience. Where are we going? What are we doing? How does this work? How does this play out here? And it's frustrating to some of you, isn't it? Well, know that it's frustrating to leadership too. We get to celebrate joys every once in a while. We get to see some good stuff of God and movement of God. But it was kind of a directionless, aimless way. And as a vision pastor, you should have fired me years ago. Yeah. Because there was no vision to be had. It was maintenance. It was maintain. Just make it through. How many of us are doing that right now with our own spiritual lives? Had a conversation with Craig yesterday. He tried to sum up his entire week of being gone at school at this amazing seminary that he's going to for his master's in spiritual formation. And he wanted to tell me all this good stuff. And one thing that really stuck out from our conversation, he said, churches have got it wrong because we've been trying to make Christians. Am I right? We've been trying to make Christians. And Scripture never, ever commanded us to do that. Scripture commanded us, Jesus commanded us, go and make disciples. And some of us right now are just playing that Christian game. You show up here on a Sunday, you do your service. You do your duty to Jesus because you show up. Maybe you drop a little money in the bag. You do that duty to Jesus. You go home and you have nothing else to do with this community. You have nothing else to do with us here. That's what I think Christianity is. Christianity is just a pretty word for Pharisee, is what I feel. Uh-oh. You guys can fact check it later. That's fine. Yeah. But being a disciple, following after Jesus, that was what our mission has always been since the beginning. Two steps closer to Jesus. A constant two steps. And another two steps. And another two steps. Where is Jesus going? That's where you should be going. Where is Jesus working? That's where you should be working. Earlier this year, we met a friend of ours, and he went through a training in this book called God Dreams. And it's nothing fancy, it really isn't. All it is focus. All it is focus. All it is saying, where are you going? If you're aiming at nothing, you're going to hit it every single time. And we said, that's us. Or actually, I said that. And then I said, let's go meet with this guy for lunch. And April 28th, 13 of us, the lucky 13, okay? We all brought our black hats and walked under ladders and broke mirrors. And we met on April 28th that weekend. And we sat around a table and we had to go through a bunch of stuff. We had to read a book. We had to come up collectively with what this vision looked like. And as a pastor that has a title of vision pastor, I don't have anything cool like worship wizard. Okay? I get vision pastor. What does that mean? Well, it means I have the best vision out of the pastoral team, so I win, right? As a vision pastor, that was a huge check to my pride. That hurt. I gotta hire someone to come in and help us craft vision. But what ended up being this beautiful community meeting together and saying, I have vision for Whitewater too. And not only do I have vision, it's not my personal vision. We found out that it was our vision. Yeah. Well, how does that happen? That happens by God. Amen. Saying, this is how this works. And it's not by one person. It's by all of us. And so this group of 13 came up with this. Let me show that picture. Show the vision frame, Thaddeus, if you would.
What?
Isn't that neat? Woo! Isn't that neat? There's pictures. That's how I learn. The bottom half here, don't concern yourself with it. Not yet. That's the unsexy stuff that we have to go through to find out who we are as Whitewater. To find out our values. To find out what's important here. To find out how we actually communicate that to you. How you get excited about it. How you join in the mission. And let me tell you, it's a pain in the Balaam's ass. That's scriptural, okay? Balaam's ass. It's a pain. And it's minutia, and I don't do that well. But you shouldn't concern yourself with that part. What you should concern yourself is this one-year goal here. In case you can't tell, that's a boat. And people are leaving the boat to walk on water. Does that sound reckless? Does that sound dangerous? Does that sound like something you're willing to do?
Yes.
That's what we want to focus on. And out of that, out of this group committing to be dangerous, committing to be reckless, committing to actually following Jesus instead of being a Christian, being a disciple, we're going to do things. And the next frame up on the left-hand side, that's not a guy peeing, but it's a man planting seeds. We want to identify our church planter from here. 10 years ago, we are a church plant. 10 years ago, a group of people converged on Laramie, and this church never existed. And it is now what it is. We believe in that model. We believe in that method. We believe that people can come to know Jesus through that at a rate that they can't in established church. Because I think established churches, we get comfortable, and we get okay with just being Christians instead of being disciples. So we want to do that, but we lost that along the way. That was always our intent. We're a church that plants churches, that plants churches, that plants churches. And what do you think we did? Not really much of anything. We threw money at it. And we helped people, and that's good, okay? Throw money at us, please, okay? It's good to throw money at things. It's good to support financially what happens. But we want to go beyond that. We believe in what Whitewater is doing, and we believe how Whitewater is doing it. We don't believe we're right. We don't believe we're better than anybody else, but we believe in what happens here. We believe in the population of people that we reach, you. And we think that can be duplicated. And we want to raise up one of you to go and plant. Does that terrify you yet?
Yeah.
Ooh. What if God would call you to do that? Oh, man, that's terrifying. The next is that L with a circle, I'm told that's a Roman numeral. For 50. We want to see 50 LTGs. Here. 50 life transformation groups. That means you meet with up to 4 people tops. You read scripture. You pray for people that are, you know, are lost in your world. You confess sin. And you talk about where God's moving in your world. It's the worst thing in the world, man. It is the most beautiful thing in the world that we've seen. It is seeing change in lives. It is seeing biblical illiteracy. Oh, I know what's in the Bible. Bull crap. Okay? It's taking biblical illiteracy and dropping those numbers completely. Because people are actually reading Scripture for the first time, Old and New Testament. It is possible to read the Old Testament. Can I tell you that? It's doable. You can do it. I promise. Okay? Just beautiful stuff. But we want to see 50 groups meeting. We want to see leadership in every area here at Whitewater. We want to see leadership in heads of, not departments, that sounds terrible, but heads of ministries here. And we want to see that grow, because it's so often we can slip into being a head of a ministry and it's just us and we don't help anybody grow around us and we don't help convey the message of what we do. I make coffee on Sunday mornings. That's unsexy, right? Is it? Depends on how much you like coffee. Maybe it's the sexiest thing in the world. I make coffee, but if you just think that when you're there on Sunday morning, you're missing it. What you're doing is loving people that walk in our door. What you're doing is making it comfortable for people to walk in the door and engage here in community. What you're doing is making it people actually fueling them so they can actually stay awake during the teaching. That's important, right? But you are a lot of times the first point of contact and the first person to be able to love those that walk in the door. That's you. Man, I help with moves. That is really unsexy. You get sweaty. Sometimes you get stinky. Sometimes you get sweaty and stinky. Sometimes you dislocate your shoulder. Sometimes you hurt yourself real bad. But you're loving people as Jesus would love them without any strings attached. We want to see these things just trickle down. We want to see more ministries that you're passionate about. Yeah. What drives you? What drives you that you can grab these people around you and actually make this happen? It's not all on us. It's together. Okay? The next one is DNA, that we would all understand and own this DNA that God has birthed in every single one of us, of how we move two steps closer to Him. That we would move from Christians to disciples by owning this. And then that last one that you see, that's spiritual formation leading to leadership development, yes? That leads to, wait for it, spiritual formation that leads to leadership multiplication. That leads to, wait for it, spiritual formation. That leads to leadership multiplication. And when you think of leader, I don't want you to vapor lock and get scared that you're going to be teaching all of a sudden. I will tell you that that's true for some of you. I don't mean that that's going to mean that you're the head of children's all of a sudden, even though my wife would probably give a big amen to that. It doesn't mean that you're going to take over Connie's job and schedule teachers and everything else, but it could. What it means is that you become a leader in your home first. What it means is you become a leader in your neighborhood, a leader in love, a leader in discipleship, a leader in what Jesus is asking you to do, how He's taking this DNA and putting it in you and saying, run with it, because everybody around you depends on it. That's what this is. That's what this God dream is. 6.5 years from now, that's where we want to be. We want to be a church that is about spiritual formation that leads to leadership multiplication. Can you dig it?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you in?
Yeah.
Are you excited about it? There's going to be bumps and bruises. There's going to be pain. There's going to be hurt. There's going to be some, you know, my buddy said, behind every smile is a set of teeth. Yeah. You might get bit. I might bite you, you might bite me, we might not like each other. But as we're pushing each other in spiritual formation and where we're going, it's going to take everybody, it's going to take this family to raise this thing up. And think of 6.5 years from now, where we're going to be. What this community here local Whitewater is going to look like, what the community outside of here is going to look like, what your neighborhoods are going to look like, what your families are going to look like, what your workplace is going to look like when you become a disciple and stop being a Christian. Uh-oh. Movement of God happening. I want to read. We did some hard work, and we have a vivid description. And I don't want to mess it up, but I don't want to just read to you either. So we're going to dim these lights. Come on. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's a nice dim, Bethany. Well done. That was a professional dim. And we're going to show a picture of this boat. Maybe not. That boat's going to do us no good because it's not supposed to. We're supposed to be stepping out of this thing. We're supposed to be water walking. We're supposed to be taking Jesus at his word. We're supposed to be jumping out in faith. And that boat's not going to matter anymore. It's done. There's no more safety for you. There's only adventure. Are you ready for it? I want you to either look at this boat picture or just close your eyes. And this is where we're going in the next 6.5 years. Let me read it to you. Water. Over the past 10 years, Whitewater has founded its existence on the life-giving, cleansing, dangerous, and powerful nature of water. We have navigated the rapids of an adventurous life of faith together and drawn our very name from the experience. Now, as we look forward to the time when Whitewater Christian Church turns 16 in the year 2025, we are building on that vision and inviting you, Whitewater, to join Jesus in the most daring call yet, to walk on water. Over these next 6 years leading up to that sweet 16 birthday celebration, we envision creating an atmosphere where spiritual formation results in leadership multiplication, which creates a cycle that feeds further spiritual formation and multiplication far into the future. It's not just about us. To achieve that, we see 80% of the people who call Whitewater home acting on the call to get out of the boat. What does that mean to get out of the boat and walk on water? It will look like different things to different people. To those of us who are living lives on a stagnant, safe lake, walking on water is a call to adventure. Demolishing the boundaries of comfort and safety to find abundant life in Jesus. To those of us who are being tossed about by violent waves in our lives, walking on water is an invitation to step into the uncertainty and pain and find Jesus right there in the midst of it. And to those of us who are feeling troubled or anxious, walking on water is a call to deeper experiences of faith and trust. While the specific acts of stepping out of the boat and walking on water will look different to each person, we will all share one thing in common. Getting out of the boat inherently requires action, movement. It is not enough to learn about walking on water or to agree that it would be a good idea. Walking on water requires stepping over the side of the boat and eventually taking that step over the side into the water involves from a single action into a new lifestyle. That new water walking lifestyle will likely require an upending of the way we do things individually and communally. As we take greater risks of faith to meet Jesus on the waves, it is no wonder then when Jesus called Peter onto the water, he did so with the admonition, "Take courage." And he is calling the same thing over the waves to Whitewater today, to us. Specifically within the context of our faith community, by 2025, we envision walking on water to look like 50 life transformation groups to be started, so 75% of our congregation can participate in them. Knowing and being known by one another as you walk together, strengthened and challenged in deep community, we envision all ministry areas of the church having ministry leaders and an empowered staff of 100 total volunteers propelling the mission of Whitewater forward. We envision baptizing 100 people, having 300 people as a part of our community, and having 3 full-time, fully funded pastors on staff to lead us. We envision enfolding an expression of this Whitewater DNA into everything we do, clearly communicating this vision as well as utilizing it to help define and discern what we do in the future And we envision identifying Whitewater's first church planter, someone for whom getting out of the boat means going somewhere with our blessing and support and starting a new community of people who are called to walk on water. This call is founded on the original mission of Whitewater, to be a community that persistently moves the world two steps closer to Jesus, and it further moves that mission to the next level. It is a call to make your next two steps the two steps that will take you over the side of the boat. When you do, not only will you deepen your experience with Jesus, but when your foot hits that water, it will send ripples outward that will affect many others as they are inspired to do the same thing, beginning that cycle of spiritual formation and leadership multiplication. Walking on water is not an end in and of itself. We walk on the water toward a specific destination, Jesus. And we do not do it just for the experience, but so after the experience, we are able to join the disciples on the waves and saying to Jesus in worship, "Truly, you are the Son of God." By Whitewater's 16th birthday in 2025, we envision being a faith community of people who walk on water, grabbing hold of and fulfilling God's dreams for who we can become, how we can love people, the people around us, and how he can be glorified in us. Church, Jesus never called us to go and make Christians. He called us to go and make disciples. We believe in that mission here. We believe that you belong here in that mission. We believe that through you, through us, through the Holy Spirit that resides in us and calls us to this mission and this God dream, that we are going to change the world like we haven't in the last decade. We're going to do it better. We're going to do it sharper. We're going to be people who own the DNA of Jesus and who live that out. Are you with it? Man, maybe I'm a little more passionate about this than you are. Are you with it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Whitewater. Dare to dream with us.